Survival of the Savvy. High-integrity political tactics for career and company success. Authors, Rick Brandon and Marty Seldman. High-integrity politics. For most people, the words integrity and politics don't mix. When we hear politics, we think of undesirable behaviors such as manipulation, backroom deals, self-serving hidden agendas, bad-mouthing, or compromising values to get things done. Such behaviors definitely exist, but there are other positive and even productive types of politics. This vision of making organizational politics a personal virtue, a career management tool, a team development vehicle, and a cultural asset on the company balance sheet is at the heart of what you will learn here. What is organizational politics? Organizational politics are informal, unofficial, and sometimes behind-the-scenes efforts to sell ideas, influence an organization, increase power, or achieve other targeted objectives. Notice that this practical definition is value-free. It is neither inherently good nor bad, neither vile nor virtuous. Two conditions determine whether organizational politics become constructive or destructive. 1. Whether the targeted objectives are for the company's interests or only self-interests. 2. Whether the influence efforts used to achieve those objectives have integrity or not. The benefits of office politics. 1. If you define politics in a narrow, negative way, you may overlook the value of political awareness and skill. Political astuteness combined with the right values can be a win-win situation for you, your team, and your organization. 2. Negative attitudes toward politics lead to avoidance and denial. At a company level, this attitude means that leaders underestimate the reality of overly political behavior and its rotting effect on careers and results. 3. Under-political or apolitical people are even more vulnerable to overly political people. When amateurs go up against more politically skillful people, their careers are at serious risk. They suffer from stolen credit and personal agendas, sabotage and power plays, fear of speaking the truth to powerful people, or egos and favoritism. Two different styles. When it comes to office politics, we can easily distinguish two main political styles, as follows. 1. The power of ideas style. Less political people on the left side of the organizational savvy continuum. 2. The power of person style. More political people on the right side of the organizational savvy continuum. Power of ideas political style. Less political. Power of ideas style compromises two sets of people, the under-political and the less political. They act as follows. 1. Substance power. The power of ideas people view power as residing in their performance. 2. Focus on feedback and learning. Power of ideas people are more willing to admit their mistakes so they can learn. 3. Efficiency. Do things right. Power of ideas people are less likely to go outside the system or cut corners to achieve their ends. 4. More open agendas. Power of ideas people value honesty. 5. Meritocracy-based decisions. The power of ideas individual has an implicit belief that good performance will seize the day. 6. Results and ideas speak for themselves. Power of ideas people have their heads down doing their jobs, believing in the soft sell approach of letting the results speak. The power of person political style. Right-siders on the organizational savvy continuum compromises two sets of people, the more political and the overly political people. They demonstrate the following traits. 1. Position power. Right-side people strive to be on the right side of power. Often well-connected, they are good at studying people who are powerful and aligning with them. 2. Focus on image and perception. Right-siders are aware of exactly what perceptions are desirable. 3. Effectiveness. Do the right thing. Power of person people show a can-do attitude that translates into steadfastly looking for ways to achieve their ends. When blended with good ethics, this art of the possible attitude allows the person to advance to do great things for the organization. 4. More private agendas. The right side power of person style know that naively revealing everything on your mind can hurt someone's feelings or can give the upper hand to someone you should not trust. 5. Relationship-based decisions. Unlike the power of ideas style that makes hiring and firing decisions based exclusively upon competence, the power of person style factors relationships, loyalty, and alliances into the decision-making equation. 6. Self-promotion. Power of person people tout their teams and highlight their contributions at appraisal time. Each style has a fatal risk. Each side of the continuum faces a different risk. This risk isn't a certainty, but ignoring it can seriously harm you or your company. The risk runs as follows. 1. Power of ideas people, thunder political, risk being at a disadvantage when competing with others who are overly political. 2. Power of person, the more political, people risk compromising their ethics and values and falling prey to naked self-interest. The risks of being under political. 1. Being underestimated. 2. Insufficient network, lack of exposure. 3. Blind spots about image, unpolished image. 4. Lack of verbal discipline, they leak information to people who use it against them. 5. Trust people who should not be trusted. 6. Holier than thou, inflated integrity can mean a refusal to compromise, shooting oneself in the foot, like the sales manager who refused to let his people take clients or prospects to lunch. The executive ignored a common business courtesy, set up his sales force to look cheap, and blocked business development. How the underpolitical can survive. You're protected if you work for a powerful right-side power of person boss, assuming that he supports you and depends upon your substantive expertise. Risks of being overly political. 1. Power trips. They are power obsessed. They seek control over people rather than with people, and don't mind intimidating people. 2. Distrusted by everyone outside their teams. 3. When OPs fall, they fall hard, because many people anticipate and participate in bringing them down. 4. Cronyism. OPs hire and promote robots and clones who look and think like them, with many costs to the company. Competent people are excluded from the team to make way for the yes-men and friends. 5. Disaster is waiting to happen. They fall prey to mistakes in judgment and ethical lapses that cause their own demise. 6. Lack of professional growth. Their ego-driven resistance to constructive feedback causes intense right-siders to limit their expertise, business grounding, and task-level knowledge. A heads-up to the overly political. Larger-than-life OPs who run amok infect their organizations with disillusionment, snuff out innovation, and poison company pride. Outrageous looting or regulatory misdeeds trigger lawsuits, fines, scandal, or media uproar that pummels the bottom line. There can be public outrage, loss of investor confidence, market loss, profit erosion, and stock devaluation. We'll now explore the attributes of the balanced political style we call power of savvy. The balanced style. The power of savvy style. Our goal is to steer you toward the green light, safe travel zone of organizational savvy that represents a foolproof third political style we call the power of savvy style. It is made up of the style placements we've already called the less political and more political, with their healthy, valued mindsets. These people lead with their strengths, avoiding the potential risks of the underpolitical and overly political styles. Regardless of whether they are usually on the right side or left side of the continuum, the power of the savvy style balances the best of both worlds. Savvy leaders blend integrity, task competence, and political skill. Their ethics guide them to do the right thing and what's best for the common welfare. Avoiding overly political or underpolitical blind spots heightens their career and company success. Power of savvy people are less stuck and adapt their approach to the situation.